Theoretical recap. A web page is fundamentally a text file interpreted by a browser. The file named index.html holds a special status. By convention, web servers serve it automatically when no specific file is requested, making it the entry point of any web project. An HTML file is structured around a doctype declaration, an HTML root element, a head section, for metadata, title, and future style sheets, and a body section, for visible content. The browser reads this file top to bottom, parses the HTML tags, builds the DOM, document object model, and renders the result visually. A common beginner mistake is confusing the file path shown in the browser address bar, a local file :// URL, with a real web server URL. At this stage, you are working locally. Your browser reads the file directly from your disk. This is perfectly valid for learning and development. Another frequent error is forgetting to save the file before refreshing the browser. The browser always reads the last saved version on disk, not what is currently in your editor. Mental model. Think of your workflow as a three-part loop: edit versus code, save, refresh, browser. Each iteration of this loop is a development cycle. As a developer, you will repeat this loop thousands of times. The faster and more natural it becomes, the more productive you will be. Example: create a file index.html, type a heading tag with your name inside it, save, open in browser, see the result. Change the text, save again, refresh, the browser reflects the change immediately. That is the live observation loop. Workshop brief. This workshop is the practical culmination of everything you have done so far in this introductory chapter: navigating the terminal, managing files and folders, using VS Code efficiently, and inspecting results in the browser with DevTools. Now you bring all of these skills together into a single, coherent development workflow by creating your first real HTML page from scratch and observing your changes live. Your mission is to set up a proper project folder using the terminal, create an index.html file with a valid and complete HTML structure, progressively add content to it, and verify each change in the browser. You are not being asked to build something visually impressive. You are being asked to demonstrate that you understand and can execute the full edit save refresh development loop reliably and consciously. Start by opening your terminal and creating a new project folder in a location of your choice. For example, inside a dedicated dev or projects directory you may have already created in a previous workshop. Navigate into that folder using the terminal. Create your index.html file using the command line. Do not create it from VS Code's file explorer. Open the folder in VS Code using the terminal command you learned previously. This sequence is intentional. It reinforces your terminal fluency and the habit of starting every project from the command line. Once VS Code is open, write a complete and valid HTML5 document structure inside index.html. This means including the correct doctype declaration, the HTML element with a lang attribute set to English, a head section containing at minimum a meta-charset tag and a meaningful title tag, and a body section. Inside the body, add at least the following elements: a main heading, H1 greater than with your name or a project title, a short paragraph, P, describing what this page is, an unordered list, UL, with at least three items describing things you have learned so far in this course, and a second paragraph with any text of your choice. Save your file and open it in your browser by double-clicking the file from your file explorer or by dragging it into the browser window. Verify that the page title appears correctly in the browser tab and that all your content is visible. Now begin your live observation practice. Make at least 5 distinct and intentional modifications to your HTML file, saving and refreshing the browser after each one. These modifications should not be trivial spacing changes, they must be meaningful. Add a new element, change a heading level, rename the page title, add a new list item, wrap content in a section or div tag, or modify the text of a paragraph. For each modification, take a moment to observe what changed in the browser and confirm it matches your expectation. If something does not appear as expected, open DevTools, you practiced this in the previous workshop, and inspect the element to understand what the browser actually parsed. Correct any issue you find directly in VS Code. As a final step, use DevTools to inspect at least 3 different elements on your page. For each, look at the elements panel and confirm that the DOM structure matches what you wrote in your HTML file. Pay attention to how the browser represents nested elements and attributes. If you notice any unexpected nesting or auto-corrections made by the browser, for example, a missing closing tag that the browser silently fixed, note it mentally. This is the browser's error recovery behavior, and being aware of it is part of developing a solid understanding of how HTML works in practice. You have 2 hours to complete this workshop. This is a realistic and achievable timeframe for this level of complexity. Do not rush, but do not overthink either. Focus on executing the loop cleanly and deliberately. Submit your work before the deadline expires.